Because the courtroom is now in session, the universe's court of justice. There's a courtroom, and you are on trial. And on the opposite side of the courtroom is the prosecuting attorney, otherwise known as the accuser. Now, the prosecuting attorney has an important role, certainly in human courts and definitely in the universe's court of justice. Their job is to bring the accusations. But you see, in the court that I'm talking about here, the one that affects us probably the most, well, see, this accuser has a name. Now, you might already know him by the Hebrew name, Satan. You see, unlike the prosecuting attorneys here on earth, where you know they have an important role of making certain that the justice is served so that society can function well, and they're really not vindictive. They're really not out to destroy the person on trial. They're there to restore justice and allow society to function well. See, the accuser in the heavenly courts, not so much. He's just out to destroy you. And he's been collecting information for quite some time. So, he's got plenty of evidence. All the truths of the things in your past. Now, I don't believe that Satan can actually read our thoughts, but I don't know if he needs to. He sees enough. The truths of the things in your past, your sins, your mistakes, your failings, the half-truths, the things that get blown out of proportion, the full-out just lies. He doesn't care. He's just there to get you. And my hunch is you've heard his voice. Actually, I'm pretty sure you have. In those sleepless nights, anybody ever wrestle with that? The thoughts that creep into your head in the dark, in times of doubt, you're a failure, you're a disappointment. My personal favorite, no one cares what you think or feel. How could God or anybody really love you after what you've done? You've heard his voice. I'm pretty sure you have. The voice of the accuser. He's there in the heavenly courts. You might have heard earthly versions of the same thing too, because sometimes the voice of the accuser lands on the lips of people. Maybe you've had moments like that as well. I'm not going to go into any stories, my own, but we all have them. Every single one of us. The accuser, out to convict, out to condemn, out to sentence you and me and us to death. And very often we just find ourselves living in the blast zone of the accuser. The blast zone. Which is why the passage we're going to look at today is so very, very important. You probably saw it on the screen, but I mean, your Bibles or your Bible apps or the church website, something, get yourself into John chapter 14. You see, we're in the sixth week of a series in John, where really there's just three challenges that we're asking you to do, and that's to be reading or listening to the Gospel of John for about 15 minutes a day. We're going deep. Some of you, if you've been following along, you're probably going through John for about the fifth time, maybe the sixth time. I hope you are. And we're noticing things about Jesus as we go through that. Now, have you noticed that when you read the same passage several times, how you pick up different things each time? Have you noticed that? So we're noticing things about Jesus, and then we're talking about it somewhere. Now, and it's just exciting to hear and see what's happening in our connection groups. If you haven't found a place, like a place where you can talk about it, come join my group on a Thursday night. It's a good first landing spot. We filled up about 3 tables in the back this last Thursday, and the conversations around those tables are just electric. There is so much to notice about Jesus. But here in John chapter 14, so this is just amazing because, this is right after the so-called Last Supper. I mean, Jesus is anticipating his crucifixion within the next 24 hours. And he starts to do, you can think of this kind of like this handoff. Like he's preparing his disciples for what's next and who's next. And so this is why this passage is so important. So we're gonna pick it up from John chapter 14, verses 15 through 17, and keep your finger there because we're gonna jump around a little bit. But John chapter 14, verses 15 through 17. If you love me, Jesus said, keep my commands, like love one another as I have loved you, all that good stuff. Keep my commands, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another, what's the word? Advocate, another advocate to help you and be with you forever. The Spirit of truth, the world cannot accept him because it neither sees him nor knows him, but you know him, for he lives in you and will be in you. So I will give you another, what's the word, the highlighted word? Advocate. Okay, now I'm reading out of the NIV right now, the NIV. Now, but there is, of course, a number of different really good translations. So who here would say you often read out of the New International Version? Some hands, okay. How about the New Living Translation? How many, your King James folks? King Jamesers, yes. The RSV? No? Okay. Some of you are like, I the brown one. I'm just reading the that's the one. Okay. So, but I want us to talk about this word. The word that in the New International Version is translated advocate because, now you might have picked up on this. See, if you are a King James, my King James folks, King James, come on. Raise them high and say it with an English accent because it sounds cooler. Okay, King James, because in the King James Version, so we're going to jump a couple of slides forward there, is in John chapter 14, verse 16, it says, I will pray to the Father, and he will give you another, what's the word? Comforter. What? Comforter, that he may abide with you forever. So the NIV says advocate. The King James Version says comforter. What's going on there? And in the Holman Standard, or Christian Standard Bible, anybody got that one? Yeah, some of you. Okay. Not many recovering Baptists here. Okay, but this is like the Baptist Bible, okay? And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another, what's the word? Counselor, to be with you forever. What about the ESV, English Standard Version? I love the ESV. It's good. Okay, ESV, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another helper. So, in the New International Version, the Living Translation, RSV, it is advocate. In the King James, it's comforter. In the HCSB, it's counselor. In the ESV, it's helper. So what's going on here, folks? Which one of these is right? All of them. Now, one of the reasons why I hope, as you are reading the Bible, as you're reading John, by the way, and you're going back through it, like read it in different translations. Because when you see something like this, where, the passage is basically saying the same thing, except for this really key word, varies. That's a sign, not so much like, because those are all good translations. It's not so much that one's right and the other's wrong, you're trying to pick one. It's to go, that word must be a really deep word. That's a word that's going to be just so laden with meaning that it's important that we look at it from different translations to kind of get the fullest sense of what that word is, okay? So we're going to, I don't usually do like the Greek word studies, but today We're nerding out, okay? We're going to do this because there's a word there that's in Greek, it's the parakleton. All of us Greek, but that sounds like it's parakleton, okay? That gets translated as advocate, comforter, helper, counselor. Parakleton, or if you really get down to the root, it's the alongside, para, like para pro, para church, not so much parachute, but para stuff, you're like alongside, right? And then kleton, which is the etymology, has the calling, the alongside caller, the alongside helper, the one who comes alongside. The one who comes alongside. Now, in particular, I want to look at one of the ways that phrase gets used. So, with that phrase, parakleton or paraclete, the alongside, not parakeet, paraclete, the alongside caller, it's not only meaning all of those things like the helper, coach, counselor, guide, all that stuff. It also, and this is why I love the translation advocates. Not necessarily the best, but it's a key meaning that we need to lock in on. See, the word parakleton actually gets used in the Jewish court system. The paraclete is the one who comes alongside in somebody's defense. There's a prosecuting attorney, the accuser, but there's also a paraclete, the advocate. That's where we move back into that courtroom metaphor. And that's the piece I want us to especially understand today. See, the Holy Spirit isn't just about like getting Christians all juiced up, although that's great. It's not just about getting you all energized. The Holy Spirit has a number of different roles, one of which is to be your advocate. As the accuser comes at you again and again and again and again and again and again with all the lies, all the half-truths, all of the stuff from the past that is trying to condemn you, you have an advocate. Or actually, if you really get down to it, you kind of got two. I mean, there's two parts of the Trinity, three parts of the Trinity in whole, but you have Jesus, the first advocate, the one who has paid for your sin by his blood on the cross, that you are atoned for. So you have that first advocate, and then Jesus sends the Holy Spirit, who also functions as the advocate, as the ongoing alongside caller, the one who is there with you in the midst of the accusation. Do you hear me? In the midst of the accusation. Not just something that was accomplished for you in the past, though that is absolutely true. That's why the cross matters so very, very much. That what Jesus accomplished 2,000 years ago has purchased your salvation, has purchased your forgiveness, and absolutely nothing can take that away. Can I get an amen? Yeah, okay, that's right. Make some noise, because that's like the biggest thing in all of history. But in addition to that, in addition to what Jesus has accomplished on the cross for you back then that can never be taken away, the Holy Spirit is there with you, the paracleton, the alongside caller, the one standing beside you in the midst of those moments of ongoing accusation. Do you hear me? The God, the Holy Spirit, is given to us through Jesus. Come from the Father through Jesus Christ, the Spirit is given to us as the ongoing, daily, walk with you, walk with me, walk with us, advocate. And that is really good news. So, yeah, make some noise, make some noise. So John chapter 15, we're gonna read just a little bit further in here. John chapter 15, okay? There we go, all right. So when the advocate comes, whom I will send to you from the Father, the Spirit of truth who comes out from the Father, he will, what's the word? Testify about me. So that when the accuser comes, and he does, you've heard his voice. He testifies to the truth. You almost think of it like in a courtroom. You know, the accuser comes and with the things that he's done in his past, there's no way that God could love him. And then the advocate comes along. Your Honor, I object. That's already been paid for in the past. That sin has already been forgiven. The accuser comes. This guy is worthless. This guy is a disappointment. Your Honor, I object. He is here because God has a purpose and plan for his life. She is here because God has a purpose and plan for her life. The advocate. When the accuser comes and says, with what you've done, you are filthy, you are lost, you are hopeless. Your Honor, I object. Because she has been washed clean by the blood of Jesus Christ. She has been cleansed. He has been cleansed. He has been made whole. He has been made new. Your Honor, I object. That's the advocate. Testifying that Jesus paid for your debt, testifying that you are free, testifying that you are whole, testifying that you have a purpose for your life, testifying that heaven is your future and the kingdom of God is your present reality, and mine too. Yes, yeah. The advocate to testify, the ongoing alongside caller right here, right now. That's good news. That's good news. So I want you to do something. We're gonna remind ourselves of that. Now, if you snoop around in front of you, you can find a pen. Or behind you. Yeah, and behind you. Some of you awesome front row people. Yeah, you can go ahead and raid the row behind you. Okay. I'd like you to do something. Take out a pen, and I'd like you to write on your hand. It's gonna tickle, I know. I want you to remind yourself of something. Allow the paracleton, the alongside caller, to remind you of something. That every day, God is with you. That right here, right now, God is with you. When you find yourself in the blast zone of the accuser, God is with you. You writing that down? To carry on your hand what the Holy Spirit wants to help you carry on your heart? That God is with you. Now, I'm assuming many of you have got that phrase written on your hand right now. Would you raise your hand high? And would you look around? Because, see, God is with you. But also, God is with us. That's what unites us as a family of faith. That's what unites us with churches and congregations and ministries all around the world. It's the presence of the Holy Spirit, the one who is with you, the one who is with us. With us. With us. You are not defenseless in the face of the accuser. He can make a lot of noise. He can bring up a lot of stuff. He's got an abundance of evidence, but you are not alone. We are not alone. because the Holy Spirit is with us. Raise your hand high. God is with you. God is with you. God is with you. The advocate is with you. Your defender is with you. Your healer is with you. Your counselor is with you. Your helper is with you. Guide is with you. And he will never, ever leave you. The guide is with us. And he will never, ever leave us. I want to invite us to stand or sit if you need to. And this may be a song where some of you will want to push yourself just a little bit. And just maybe every now and again, you're going to want to raise your hand. Because Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. So come and fill this place. Change the atmosphere. Worship team, would you lead us? Come on, congregation, stand. Raise them high.